your hometown. Today, we take a trip out Route 66 to Joliet, a place perfectly perfect to raise your kids and also experience some history. Jump in so we can show you why Joliet should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's at Properties in Granbury.
You'll be hearing a lot about Joliet all day today, and that Properties is supporting our feature. And with us right now is the co-founder and co-CEO of At Properties, Thad Wong. Good morning, Thad. How are you? Haven't talked to you in a long time.
I am doing great. It has been a while, and good morning back to you.
And you guys are getting bigger and better than ever. Let's see, you're already, what is it, the largest or one of the largest in the real estate business, and you've just acquired Christie's. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Christie's International Real Estate, we've always admired that brand. They had built a fantastic network through Asia, Europe, and North America, and obviously is attached to the largest luxury auction house in the world, which is Christie's. So we were able to acquire that network and that brand, which is fantastic for us because it gives us an existing network to scale our technology through. And it also gives a greater opportunity for the existing affiliates, but also new affiliates to join in that need the technology in territories where Christie's is not currently represented.
At Properties is the nation's eighth largest brokerage firm. So you know what's going on with this crazy real estate market. Have we slowed down after a pretty hot spring and summer? What's next?
Yeah, I think slowing down is a little bit of a negative. I would say taking a breather or getting back to reality. I think that we're back to regular seasonality. I think we have a rational market. I think you've seen pricing appreciate. There's new interest in home. There's new interest in different aspects of home. Demand is really significant. Interest rates are very low. We'll continue to see appreciation, not at the scale that we saw or the pace that we saw at the end of 20 and 21. That was a 12-month fast market and its reaction to COVID. But I do think now there's a greater appreciation for where you live and what's in where you live and how you use it. And I also think people, especially Americans in general, are looking to spend a greater percentage of their income on their home.
Mm-hmm. And as far as hot neighborhoods in the city and suburbs, what are they?
You know, in the city right now, there's nothing more hot than the West Loop Fulton Market. You're seeing new condo prices and new high ticket prices emerge there daily. As far as stability, and we had more houses sell in Lincoln Park in August than we did in all of 2020. So those two markets are where you're seeing a lot of focus. In the suburbs now, Western Springs has always been a phenomenal suburb. It's a great downtown on the train line, but I felt like COVID really accelerated that discovery. And then Winnetka saw a tremendous amount of growth in this year from a lot of people with families in the cities that, because of COVID, accelerated their move or made the decision to move from the city to the suburbs.
We've been hearing for a while that in the city and in the suburbs, smaller homes were going at a faster clip than large mini mansions or whatever you want to call them, McMansions, and the rental market also hot. Those trends still true?
Yeah, I don't think we saw a slowdown in large homes, in McMansions, if you want to call them. That actual pace in Lincoln Park and other neighborhoods that cater to larger homes accelerated tremendously post-COVID. So I really think the single-family home market was positively affected from people in condos and apartments that wanted to get their own space. And I don't think that's going to change at all.
And what about the rental market? What's going on with that?
So the rental market came back with a fury. Over the past 6 months, you've seen an accelerated pace, and these buildings are back well into the 90% occupied. Mm-hmm. Prices are still going up. And so I think you're seeing people start to live with COVID and moving back to the city. I think the narrative that got spread that this is going to be a mass exodus from the city, that was never going to happen. Not in New York, not in Chicago, not in San Francisco. People want to live in the center of where everything is happening. They want to be around culture, diversity, great food. So you're just seeing what I think really should have expected, where once COVID slows down and people can feel comfortable back in density, they'll continue cranking back into the city.
People still looking at condos?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard in Chicago right now because of, you know, getting, you know, pre-sales and people thinking 2 years out is difficult. But condo sales have come back in the north, in the River North and Gold Coast area. So we're, pricing is stable there. We're not seeing any appreciation, but we've come back and we've got about 5-6 months of supply. We really need about another year worth of buying to get supply back down to a good amount, say 3 months.
Thad Wong, co-founder and co-CEO of At Properties, one of our sponsors, making it possible for us to feature Joliet on Your Hometown today. Thanks, Thad. Good talking to you, as always. Have a good holiday.
Good. Thank you. Back at you.
Your Hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown.